Good morning and welcome to the program today. Sending tanks to Ukraine are Germany and the United States about to make an announcement. With dog attacks making the headlines in recent weeks, Brian O'Connell spent a day with a dog warden to see at first hand what they deal with, how to salvage a shipwreck. We'll find out how a vessel can be taken from the sea while causing minimum damage to the environment. Gaming is big business, but does it ever translate to decent drama on the big or small screen? Adam McGuire takes a look, and Dr. Maura Finn is talking about sports-related concussion today. So if you have any questions about how to treat it or what to look out for, text us on 51551. The email address today, cb@rte.ie, or on Twitter, we're at Today with Claire. First this morning, Pascal Donoghue's battle to save his political career appears to be in abeyance following a high-stakes questions and answer session in the Dáil yesterday. The Public Expenditure Minister accepted that it's not a good look when the person responsible for ethics and electoral legislation is found to have broken the rules. Now, the Standards in Public Office Commission will evaluate whether he breached electoral rules by receiving corporate donations that exceeded the strict limits imposed by law. Well, Fionnán Sheehan is Ireland editor of the Irish Independent and is here in the studio to look back and look forward. Fionnán, you're very welcome again.
Morning.
Do you think he did enough yesterday to quell the need for any further questions to be posed or answered?
Yeah, he didn't satisfactorily explain the difference that he is attributing under the law between himself and the local party organisation and how that operates during election times. He's effectively trying to say, oh, well, I didn't get this money. That money went to Dublin Central, Fine Gael. But under the law, that tends not to matter. The person who derives the benefit and who is responsible for recording contributions during the course of an election campaign tends to be either the candidate or the party nationally. So if money is spent in a constituency on a campaign, it's either the candidate himself or the party that has to account for it. Likewise, if a donation comes in to the local party organisation, that actually has to be accounted for by the national party, except during an election where it's the candidate who predominantly is the person. So what Pascal Donoghue has done here is basically he's taken about, I counted, 8 different payments and 4 different subsections of those payments, contributions that were totalling around about hitting 4.5 grand from Michael Stone and his company.
You're including the raffle tickets.
I'm including raffle tickets. I'm including vans, posters, workers and so on. And they're all divided up into different areas for different means of accounting. And that goes to both the expenses legislation and also the donations legislation. So he is admitting to 3 breaches here, and that's breaches of the law, so quite serious. Non-declaration of an election expense in 2016, non-declaration of an election expense in 2020, and also now accepting a donation over the limit, or corporate donation over the limit in 2020. So what the Standards of Public Office Commission have to do now is trawl through each of these contributions, sums of money and donations, and try and box off each one. Right, so how much is that? Where did that come from? Where did that go to? Who exactly should have accounted for that? I counted it within that web: 2 donors, 3 recipients, 3 different types of donations, 4 different declarations, but 1 law, the Electoral Act, and that's where the difficulty lies.
And so there are 2 potential stumbling blocks here now. If another payment emerges or another donation emerges that hasn't already been detailed in what we've heard up to now, or SIPO, depending on what SIPO find out, this will give it legs, depending on what they say and when they say it.
Yeah, so SIPO is, you know, it's the ultimate toothless watchdog, largely speaking. But in this case, it's fairly clear. It's their own returns that were not adequately filled out. It's the law governing donations and expenses that's at hand here. So it seems to be fairly clear. I mean, even if they are to accept the bona fides of Pascal Donoghue's argument that he has laid out in the Dáil in the last 2 weeks, there's still quite clear breaches there. According to Fine Gael's own deadlines of what if I don't comply with the legislation. If a person is found to have committed offences under the Act, they may be fined, or if it was found to be deliberate, subject to an even larger fine and or imprisonment. So that's how serious this matter is for Pascal Donoghue. However, the Standard Public Office Commission do tend to take an inordinate amount of time. There's quite a lot of detail to go through. They will have to consider the complaint. They will have to see if there is jurisdiction here for them to intervene. It would appear there is. They will then, they've already communicated with the person against who the complaint is made. That's Pascal Donoghue. They would then have seek an explanation from him. They may initiate a preliminary inquiry at that point, and there may well be a full public inquiry beyond that.
Now, you were here on Monday and you said, where are all the Fine Gael heavy hitters coming out to defend Pascal Donoghue? This was over the weekend. Now, we had Simon Coveney on primetime last night, so they're out, and we've obviously had comments from Leo Varadkar in the interim too. So they are backing him.
Yeah, they are backing him, and he is very much sticking to the account of his story. It was interesting yesterday watching the different approach of the parties within the Dáil. Jed Nash of Labour, by far the best contributor, because he honed in on the specifics of what Pascal Donoghue was in here, and he started picking at that. Likewise, Paul Murphy started adding up the quantum of the sums of money that were involved here. Pierce Doherty resembled the dog that chases the car. When he catches the car, he didn't know what to do with it, really. I mean, he forced Pascal Donoghue very much into this position where he had to make a second statement, but then didn't really know where to go with it from there, asking about numbers of posters that were put up, which is a bit difficult to quantify, to say the least. And you're kind of going, well, what exactly does that have to do with it?
He did get under Pascal Donoghue's skin, as did Peter Tobin. You know,
they all did. And Pascal Donoghue is in a very uncomfortable situation here. But the follow-on from where Sinn Féin are at now, in terms of saying, well, we don't find your explanation credible, there's too many holes here, there's too many questions you haven't answered, the next step for them is to table a motion no confidence. That's basically where they're at now.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about that, because I was reading Miriam Lord this morning, and she's described some of the Sinn Féin TDs leaving before the debate was over. We've had no motion of no confidence. No. We've had no calls for Pascal Donoghue to resign from Sinn Féin. Are they pulling their punches on this one, in not opting for a motion of no confidence, and why, if that's the case?
Yeah, Pascal Donoghue is unquestionably damaged from this, and Pierce Doherty can quite rightly point out he asked questions a week ago, he didn't get answers on those questions, and Pascal Donoghue had to come back into the Dáil to explain that yesterday, and that's now another layer of an investigation that will now be carried out into Pascal Donoghue, one expects. On the flip side, there's a lot of issues that can be thrown back at Sinn Féin about their own party financing, and you've seen Leo Varadkar very much do that over the past week. The political parties seem to have been pulling their punches on Sinn Féin over recent months while the Special Criminal Court was sitting in the Gerry Hutch trial. That's kind of been set aside now, with Leo Varadkar honing in on this donation from Jonathan Dowdall to Mary Lou MacDonald. Now, that was €1,000 in 2011 to Mary Lou MacDonald directly. What has been happening in recent months is Mary Lou MacDonald, party spokespeople and party frontbench members have been saying, oh, that was a donation to the party, to Sinn Féin Dublin Central.
Yes.
And the pushback has been, no, it wasn't, because she declared it under her own donation statement that it was a contribution directly to her. The irony here is, if Jonathan Dowdall had given that donation to Sinn Féin, the local organisation, we would never have known about it, because it would have fallen under a threshold. It wouldn't have had to be declared.
And so it was quite declared because it was donated to Mary.
It was quite, yeah, it's a lower threshold for a TD/candidate than there is for a political party.
Okay, and you're reporting today about this unpaid bill relating to a Sinn Féin press conference, election press conference back in 2016. So what can you tell us?
So it's quite curious, as you look back at various election statements that parties have submitted, that in 2016, Sinn Féin seemed to have no costs whatsoever attributed to any press conferences that they held. So they held launches in a variety of different locations, a couple of hotels in Dublin, a couple of cultural venues, and also the Royal Irish Academy, which is an academic institution based on Dawson Street in Dublin city centre. There are all sorts of jokes on the day about whether people were members of the RIA, which is their acronym, over the years or not. But there is no expense declared by Sinn Féin for those two events that they held there, their launch of their campaign, their launch of their manifesto. Asked the Royal Irish Academy, what's the story here? Why did you not charge them? And they came back and said, well, we did actually. We sent them an invoice and the invoice was never paid.
Yeah, and they confirmed that to us this morning, that they were invoiced, Sinn Féin was invoiced on the 26th of February 2016 for the use of the rooms, but the invoice was never settled. Now, they go on to say that they don't rent rooms to special interest groups anymore, including political parties, during election and referendum campaign periods. We also asked Sinn Féin about this, so they've said to us this morning, Fionnán, to be very clear, this does not relate to political donations from wealthy individuals to a political party. We had no record of receiving an invoice from the Royal Irish Academy. It's not included in our return 7 years ago. We've sought and received a statement from them to clarify this matter. Arising from this media query, we've identified one other invoice that should have been included. This was an oversight. Our election expenses return will be amended as appropriate. Sinn Féin were well within the spending limits laid down for the 2016 general election. So they're sorting it out.
Right. Sinn Féin also had a series of press conferences in a number of other venues, which don't seem to have cost anything either, according to their own official record. So there seems to be a number of items that are left off the list here. There's no cost of venues, there's no cost of sound engineers, hospitality, staging, which you get normally. For example, Sinn Féin moved to the building next door to the Royal Irish Academy, the Mansion House, for the 2020 general election, and they declared $7,000 for that. There's also declarations on their statement for sound engineering and for other venues around Dublin for press conferences, like Griffith College, the Digital Hub, and the Morgan Hotel and the Temple Bar Gallery. And yet in 2016, they're saying that there was nothing at all that they did. So you're looking at the Royal Irish Academy. You then had further press conferences on workers' rights, on Labour's broken promises, on other issues around health and education. And these were all done apparently for free. So venue was put up for free, and there was no any other costs.
Well, all we have is what we got confirmation of from the Royal Irish Academy this morning, and Sinn Féin then saying this does not equate to political donations.
It's nothing to do with political donations. It's nothing to do with political donations. This is about their election expenses and whether they accurately recorded them with the Standards of Public Office Commission, which again is an offence not to do so.
All right.
So that's not the 2020. Election that they've had to amend their expenses statement, and now it looks like they're going to have to do the same for 2016.
It does appear that way. Pascal Donoghue was Director of Elections for Fine Gael, we know that, in the 2020 campaign. Explain to us why that is so important in the context of all of this.
Because it was his job to determine candidate strategy in individual constituencies. No, he wasn't sitting down with a pen and paper and deciding where additional spending was needed, additional resources. The political party's spending in a general election campaign is not an allocation that's made to the political party itself. It is, you add up all of your candidates, you attribute spending to each of them within their own constituency, and there's then an allocation to the party nationally, and Pascal Donoghue would have presided over all of that. So he was in charge of all of those allocations, all of that being attributed to and operating underneath the guidelines that are set down under the Electoral Act dating back to 1997. So he's basically saying he was in charge of all of that for the country as a whole, but didn't have a clue what was going on in his own constituency. He was saying postering was being done by somebody else. The party organisation was in charge of the spending that was going on there. A councillor was in charge of postering. So it doesn't reflect well upon him that he's basically telling us he was in charge of the entire country except what was going on in his own constituency.
Okay, and it was part of his job, you're saying, as Director of Elections at that time. Fionnán, thanks very much for coming in. Fionnán Sheehan there, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent. Now, more from Sinn Féin. Our party headquarters was used for press conferences in 2016. No cost was required to be submitted for this, and we'll probably hear...
I met Martin McGuinness, the last time I met him, Lord rest his soul, in Wynn's Hotel the Sunday before the general election. Colleagues of mine attended press conferences in other locations around Dublin. Okay. There are photos on their own social media accounts showing them in other locations.
Fiona, I don't know the background to that. I don't know what invoices were issued.
That the only events were held in their own headquarters. Right. They should look at their own social media.
All right. We'll look at that in more detail and we'll come back to it. But Fiona, thanks for coming in.